Hey guys, welcome. I got two great gentlemen here for Little Boys Big Topics. My man Andrew from a pizza place we work at.
Hey guys.
And then my man Tyler, the creator.
Hello, how's it going?
Fellas, we're just talking now, we have an idea of random enthusiasm right now. And it's basically about like fringe people we know or do not know, but we want to get to know.
Hey, it's just the thought of, you know, what people are into that's not your everyday niche topic. You know, whether it's crate digging for albums,
yes.
Big Lebowski, cult films, things like that.
Training dogs how to skateboard, that kind of thing, you know, the norm.
The very norm. Well, we mentioned this as a joke, by the way, the people who like Rocky V, and we had a coworker that was like, I love that film. Like, no, we were actually going to interview you. So we brought him on, or we're going to bring him on. But then also, we just like, we found people, like, usually on Instagram, like, pilot, was it plane enthusiasts, knife guy, that sort of folk. One girl we know, I forget, was it like, did she like socks?
It was something along those lines, but I mean, socks are getting popular. Everyone's got their own, like, fancy dress line now. It's, you know, an accent point to your accessories, especially when you're wearing shorts.
I have puff-ons right now.
I think I'm the only one that's like that still buys socks six in pack. So, all are on a budget, I guess.
Is it? I personally, like, okay, I love getting like whatever socks. At the same time, though, it's like if you get a haircut but you wear a hat, like not many people see it.
Yeah,
that's my thinking of it. I have to wear like really short pants.
Well, I mean, when you're looking at haircuts, some people are, like, insecure about the hair when they first get it cut. They don't like a fresh line, so they have to let it grow back in a little bit. But
yeah,
it all depends. But socks, totally different. Like, I only really, have certain socks for when I'm at work. Like, everything else is just like, let's put some low-top socks on. Call it a day.
I get made fun of for low-top socks. I used to get made fun of for low-top socks.
Like when you're wearing shorts or pants?
Either. Just like, I want to show my ankles off.
See, I've been working hard on my ankles. I get it.
Like, the only other problem that you have is, like, say you're wearing Vans, but you have Nike socks on.
Yeah.
Conflict
of corporate interest.
Yeah. I worked at Vans for, like, 3 weeks, and they would push those socks. They were like, I honestly think these are the best socks, like, on the planet. And I'm just like, no, they just go good with your shoes. They're like, no, they're seriously comfortable. I'm like, don't lie to me.
I love the sock thing. What's your favorite, like, socks, if you have a brand? If anyone has a brand.
I don't even, like, outside of, like, Hanes or something, I don't even know, like, a specific line of socks. Like,
there's, I can only say, like, what, the anything cotton-based is great, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not an aficionado by any means.
Yeah.
Nor should anyone really be.
Any socks that don't shrink is my favorite brand.
Any socks?
Because that's embarrassing when you're doing your laundry and then you come out with some baby socks. Like, no, I don't have a kid.
I'm not a father yet, please. I'm guilty. Every sock pair I wear after several months, the hole on the heel, I hate every sock because of that. I have maybe three good pairs that have lasted me a year.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna be on that.
See, that one. How do you feel about mix match, mixing your socks?
F that. You can't do that with shoes. I fuck around with that. I do. Only with certain people. I can only do it with certain people because I know they're gonna laugh. But then if anyone else, I get very self conscious.
I feel like you have to do it with crazy socks to be like outside of the box. If you do it with normal socks, you're not having a good day. You woke up on the other side of the bed, and it was an accident. Just like the other day, I saw this guy, like, complaining in line, like, that people were taking too long. This guy had his shirt inside out, and he was, like, complaining about his drink taking too long at Starbucks. I was just like, come on, dude. Your shirt's inside out. Your socks are probably mix-matching.
Well, he hadn't had his coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
If this is like, midday, then he's fucked up. Like,
yeah, he's done. But then, he's fired either way. No.
It's about 3 p.m.
3 p.m. He woke up at 2. Lives down the street. I've done that though in school where I wear the shirt inside out, either because like there's something dirty and I'm too lazy.
Yeah.
Or I don't want to show what's on the shirt. Again, this is just a I had a subconscious period for
years. Could have also been told to turn your shirt inside out because of whatever was on the other side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dress code.
Dress code.
At an old place I used to work at that rhymes with Smears. Oh, yes.
Smears.
They were... Oh, what was it? But then, there's... I don't know if people who kind of want to start a conversation, that'll be like their route sometimes. Like, your shirt's inside out.
You could walk up to somebody, but if you walk up and be like, oh, your shirt's inside it, but like, okay, thanks for pointing it out to me, weird guy, get the fuck back.
Yeah, because, like, there's no way they're going to take it lightly, because they're going to be mad at the person that says it, like, first. They're going to be like, no, fuck, your shirt's inside out. This is how they design this shirt. This is a designer brand. Inside out.
It's my Kanye West inside out.
Yeah.
Egyptian cotton.
Banana Republic collab.
I made this shirt.
I counted each individual thread and wove it together.
How my grandmother made this shirt.
It says made in her house. Not USA. not Guatemala. But okay, I guess as far as the whole fashion thing, if we go in a circle with it, like, what are your tastes preferably? Like, do you have like button downs, like solid shirts?
I'm more of a just t-shirt. Just put on a t-shirt, walk out the door, you know, maybe a hat.
Call it a day. Classic man. Andrew, like, how do you feel? Like, kind of, you wear a lot of 5-panels, I've noticed. Which I like too.
I never wear any 5-panels. I just want to let everyone on the podcast know I'm not wearing a 5-panel right now. I'm actually wearing a 2-color beanie. one red, one blue, representing both sides. Yeah, I'm wearing a 5-panel right now. I like wearing, like, basically, like, same fit, except 5-panel, basically.
Right.
Me and him are the same person.
Yeah. We're all wearing black here. I didn't choreograph this at all, but I like it.
No, when you said podcast, I immediately said black shirt. Because I thought, like, everyone on radio shows... I don't know where I'm going with this.
It's not like it's 5 in the morning. Damn.
Yeah.
Dude, but then, okay, so... As an example, like, okay, at one place I work at now, there's like one hat I had. I saw. I liked. It was like a Nike hat that was it like a zebra style, zebra, like coloring. I asked people. This time I asked people. When I just buy it out of impulse, that's when I fall apart. But I asked like 2 chicks, and one chick was basically up front. That's a fuckboy hat. I'm like, what? That hurts. And I was like, I would look good in this. And she said, that's what a fuckboy would say. I'm like, whoa, okay. Throwing the bows at me.
I guess it would depend, like, what you would wear with. Like, if you wore with, like, extreme, like, graphic tee. You see those, like, they're almost like holographic tees. And then you have, like, one, like, tiny, like, gold link chain. And then you have that hat on. Then you're a fuckboy.
Yeah,
I feel like if you're not trying and you're just like, whatever, this is funny. Like, you're cool.
Like I'm going to like a concert kind of thing.
But if you're try hard.
Like, I don't want to get sunburned right here kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But what if you had those belts that have, like, the monitors that you can put words on?
Oh, my God. So many kids had that in middle school.
Did anything creative come out? No one ever said E equals MC squared.
Yeah.
Like, scientific going about. My thing is, typically, if I wear a hat, it say it's like outlandish color. I want everything else I'm wearing to be solid. Like a solid black. Then let the hat stand out. Yeah. That's my preference. Not like the whole outfit has to be crazy.
Mm. I mean, really, it's not even about matching anymore, though. It's like...
That's hip-hop.
It's kind of like, do whatever you want.
Straight
and up. Then if anyone says anything about it, you just make fun of them, like...
Just call them out.
Call them an F-boy? No. I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
But the whole idea behind Random Enthusiasm all started with one video that we watched.
Oh, really?
It's going to involve a grown man watching some trains, and it's like the greatest moment of his life. It's it's erotic.
It,
and pretty orgasmic.
Let me show you, Andrew. This is like, if that isn't the intro to the Random Enthusiasm, yeah. Like, okay. It almost feels like when you walk in, like you walk in on someone, like doing something with someone. That's how like intimate it feels.
Oh man. It's like, so he just started it off because you're like, who's that enthusiastic about trains? And yes. Then you're like, yes. There's probably people enthusiastic about stupid.
Well, like, they even random. Have a name for it though.
Oh really?
Foamers.
Foamers?
Which in itself sounds dirty.
Like, if there's a convention of foamers at the Las Vegas Convention Center, located near the Strip. Anyway.
I imagine it would be in Santa Fe.
Huh? Some Wyoming, like, small town.
That's the thing. Like, yeah. Like, small towns, no one gives them anything. Any like, what's the word? No one focuses on them. There's not, like, a reality show. Thankfully.
But,
not yet. But just, like, what's going on in, like, a local place? Like, what's someone's, like, not a stamp collection, but if someone collects, like, McDonald's bottles? Like, those kind of, like limited edition, like, Daytona 500 cups?
Yeah. Well, I was watching a documentary on, chicken. And the guy has, like, 100,000 menus from, like, Chinese restaurants.
What?
And it's like all different kind of restaurants and memorabilia from Chinese restaurants. That's what he collects.
So he has chickens in that?
Well, no. He just has the menus
like
for
the
it.
Orange chicken recipes.
Yeah, it's just like
smart.
It's an investment, right?
Yeah. Just the time that even it takes. The way he broke it down is like it was like his first week in New York City, and like he heard a knock on the door and he thought somebody was gonna rob him. And he opened it up, and it was like a restaurant that was around the corner. So he just started his,
maybe he felt threatened. He was like, I gotta get all of these menus, otherwise they're gonna kill me.
So survival instinct. But it's something, usually seems like a very, like a simple day, and then they just get interested one day. But then it just like snowballs. And then you have this house full of like LA Weeklies, for whatever reason, volume 36.
But, do you collect anything?
At the moment, I don't have room to collect. I have like a couple, like CDs and composition notebooks. That's what, like as far as collections go.
Like, I can see you being on a reality show for that. It's way too intense. Way too intense.
I just write a lot.
Just.
I'm a player. I just write a lot. No, what? I feel like what did you guys collect at the moment or used to collect?
I used to collect vinyls. But I like got rid of them because they're kind of like obsolete in a way now. Like my Spotify basically took over my vinyl collection, which is pretty sad.
But there's no physicals. You don't get nothing physical.
Not anymore. I was for me, it was just for like the music itself. Like I don't know, it sucks.
And I know our boy Tyler here. His room is a collectible.
Yeah, I got good collections of some things. I got. Helmets in the garage, every NFL team, college football.
You going in your all backyard, down. Bro.
Neon signs, quite a few places, some various signs. Yeah, Sears merchandise pickup parking only.
which may or may not be legal, but...
It's completely legal, we're just throwing that away.
Throwing that at the thrift store, what are you talking about?
I got it from a wholesale.
They weren't my wrenches I was using to take them down with.
It's permanently borrowed. Yeah, it's weird. As like me and Tyler have this experience. ...45 or something, like 50. Just like, yeah, I had to close it. I got laid off. But it was like the weirdest 3 months. We got the news, and it was kind of like... I took a bunch of pictures... of like documenting and how everything just kept going out, the sales, our regulars going away. It was kind of like bittersweet.
Yeah, it's even just the questions you had to answer every day. It's like, oh, what is the whole company going under? No, it's just this store. Why is this store closing? And so you have to tell them, different things that make sure they come back to other places. But it's just, it starts wearing you out, wearing on you after a while.
They're like, oh, I can see why. There's no, yeah. There's well, no, there's no stuff in here.
I wonder what.
This anymore. It's like, well that's why you guys are going out of business. Like, I'm glad you guys are losing your jobs, which is like basically the worst thing you can say to somebody.
Yeah,
yeah, like
it, retail really shows, like, the worst in people. So it's like, when you work retail, it's like you see wide spectrum, like, just straight assholes.
It's a very... I have a thing about karma as far as... Okay, if someone said that shit, like, I'm glad you're losing your job. Whatever job I get next, I'm going to most likely see you in some form. I'm not going to sell you my Baja Fresh salad, all right? Which, by the way, I think that company's going down as well. But yeah.
Yeah. It's bittersweet. I can't even imagine what that'd be like. Just like...
It was kind of fun. A little. Like, I got the news the day of... I had, like, a dentist appointment. It didn't hurt. Not that day.
Their teeth or the news?
Both.
Oh, good. Good.
It was in a group chat of all things.
Oh, wow. They're just like, hey, guys, can't talk to you in person about this, but you're pretty much fired.
Well, so you said, I wasn't even there when they announced it, but apparently they just walked in. It's like, hey, so we're going to close this store in May. Liquidation starts in February. Thanks. Like, just kind of left.
Like, toodaloo, toodaloo, and shit. That's going to be a movie theater now. And I can't believe...
Are you going to apply there? So if those people ever come back, that would be so funny. Like, yeah, you thought...
Oh my, I've been meaning to, like, start working in a movie theater. That would be the best, like, comeback season. Oh, I used to work here as a Sears guy.
Wouldn't that, like, blow your mind if, like, you went back to work and it's everyone from Sears working
there? Oh, no, what? What's back?
It's like the guy that's selling popcorn sold me my washer and dryer.
When? He gave me a hell of a deal. But this popcorn is ridiculous.
See, so for some people it's going to be different because it's like you're going to be like taking their movie order and then you're going to ask them if they want to open a credit card, but you know, you don't do that at AMC.
You want to buy another movie ticket?
How do you upsell?
You know you're going to try to walk into this one. Just buy your ticket now.
Like, I mean, you don't want to go to AMC down the street. Just come in here. Like, that, man, that'd be a super, what goes around comes around, whatever, I don't know, whatever happens there. But shit, Andrew, you've had that experience in like Starbucks work. Like, what is that? You essentially see every kind of LA person.
Yeah, it's exactly like how people make Starbucks out to sound. It's, everyone's just so... They're just so, like, the same out here. Everyone wants to be different by, like, making their drink all crazy. And then everyone wants to be, like pretend like they're simplistic by just ordering something just straight black. And they're just like, you don't know who I am. So, yeah.
I'm
just
fine by my call.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I'm just happy it's over. It's exactly like how it sounds. It's just, like, terrible.
I just get lattes. I don't do anything crazy. I just get wood, some of the menu.
Yeah. It's when, like, secret menus and stuff like that. That drives me absolutely crazy. People actually, like, collect stuff from Starbucks as well, too. So we got to interview some of those people that collect Starbucks merchandise. What is their problem?
That's an expensive...
There's actually, like, speaking of, like, the small towns in relation to, like, collection and Starbucks... Starbucks, like, every year has this drink. It's called the Pumpkin Spice Latte. It comes back every year. It's really popular with all... basic people. But there's a town that every year they'll dye their hair orange. What? Right when it's coming out. To make Starbucks, like, come out with a pumpkin spice latte early. It's a small town that does that.
We're talking an entire city enthusiasm?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, we need to interview all of those people and like, see if there's something going on. Like, some real Dr. Phil, sit down with them.
What else are they putting in
you need to
the
get
pumpkin
real.
Spice lattes in that town?
What? I wonder if that's where it like started. Maybe they're like all like pumpkin spice drones or something. But yeah,
that's the story no one's talking about. That, yeah, like some small town. That means like there's like a meeting, And they say, okay, we're doing this? All right.
Well, the other one, too, do they all, like, line up in the town square to get their hair dyed, or is it like...
I wonder if they just all don't have shampoo and they all just agree, like, yeah, we're kind of like, we should just dye our hair. Yeah, that's cool. Let's do it.
I've heard, if I don't know if this really ever happened. It was a city, I think, in Texas. They changed the name of the city to whatever company, local cable company. It might have been...
Well, there's towns that every once in a while they'll do, like, a promotion where they change the town name for a day for, like, a movie or something that's coming out or, like, right. like a brand. But it's not, like, long-term.
Fantastic Four, dude.
No, I don't think it was that.
But, that'd be so... It would be so funny if, like, they named their town Straight Outta Compton.
They all got a free copy of the Compton CD.
Dude, that'd be pretty funny. Like, and then, like, crime just went up in that area for some reason.
We're in Nebraska.
There's been zero crime here, but ever since this town changed their name to Straight Outta Compton, crime is up 100%.
Insurance girls as well. Yeah. Oh man, a slight promotion at our old store when the newest Superman came out. Yeah. During say like the between the music we had there, which was terrible music by the way, they would play like this like swoosh sound like.
Having Superman blow your building up. Are you kidding?
Best. That was the best thing ever.
And then they made IHOP look really well, too. Like, they were just like, oh yeah, Superman works at IHOP. Well, what's up, Sears?
I can't believe it. I'm gonna get this pancakes after this movie. Like, there was that reference. And then when I started around, like, 2013 when Pain and Gain came out, there was a quick scene.
Yeah.
The main character is, like, in like, a Sears, like lawnmower section. And, like, the worker there says some weird comment. Mark Wahlberg's like, man, fuck off, you work at Sears.
He's like, that's why you work at Sears, bro.
Yeah. So that made me feel like a piece of meat.
Well, it's like there's, the Netflix series, they had, like, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, where she's like, she doesn't have, like, a recent portrait of herself. So she's like, is there a Sears near here? And the mom just replies, ew, no. It's like... Reputation not at an all-time high.
Sears is just being
They're probably not even paying for that. It's probably just like free advertisement for them.
Is it advertising you necessarily want? They say there's no bad press, but if you're constantly like everyone's talking about you how bad it is,
it's
gonna kind of stick in people's minds. Like they might not even go into a store and like talk to somebody. It's like let's just stay away from there.
Like he works at Sears and they back away. This is very very disheartening. It's an enduring place.
I feel like Sears is like a one-up of Home Depot, though, because, yeah, dude, I don't know. There's something about Home Depot, because every time I... They're like, oh, I'm going to have to send you to the lighting department, and then I get to the lighting department, like, I'm going to have to send you to the light bulb specialist, and then, like... He's like in the paint section. I'm just like, what is happening here? Like,
I just wanted a Coca-Cola. And then you just walked me around.
I just wanted to know where the restroom was. I didn't want to buy a toilet.
I went through like Barstow area recently, which is like on the way to Vegas. Anyone doesn't know. And it's basically, there's like one huge like Home Depot there. Because like, if you live in the desert, all you really have to do is work, school, and like just customize your house.
Yep.
So like, for them, that's their everything. That's the mall, that's the plaza, the Asian massage. That's everything there. Like especially the Asian massage. But yeah,
like, that's their happy endings is putting that finishing touch on their second shed for all their RC planes and
my hobby shed.
Yeah.
My random enthusiasm shed.
There's a lot of, like, crazy things in Barstow that, like, I'm just like, this little town has all this. It's pretty impressive. Like, you drive by, like, McDonald's next to Burger King next to, like, so Jack in the Box.
This is the one it's got to do, though.
Yeah.
It's like, you're coming off the freeway. It's the last stop to get gas for, like, 100 miles. You're going to have to eat something. So it's like, you can get a quick burger and jump back on the road. Or there's a
Bob's Big Long John Silver's.
No, yeah, Whole
sit
Foods,
down for a little bit.
No.
It's but I've read, like, the school that is there or around there, kids have to, like, bus it for 2 hours there and back. And just, there's, like, the population's 20-something thousand. Like, it's, I don't know, like, what's the story? That, to me, is, like, a random enthusiasm. Like, you live in between Vegas and Los Angeles. Like, all these hubs of, like, humanity.
You're talking about, like, town pride in those sections? Like, heck yeah, Barstow all day.
Straight out of Barstow.
Straight out of Barstow.
All I got is bars.
Yeah. Bars out of Barstow. Yeah, that is kind of funny.
If you can make it there, you have to make it anywhere. You can make a great carpenter, at least. Like, so that to me is, like, why I love, like, just fringe stuff. Like, stuff no one's talking about. And that kid.
I wonder what he's excited about right now. Like, pool noodles or something.
He's got so many water shoes.
Vintage WWE popsicles.
Yes.
Whoa.
Did we ever get those?
They had them, but it's like they went away, like, sadly.
A promotion.
The SpongeBob popsicles that, like, didn't look like SpongeBob. They just look like
a yellow
square and some eyeballs.
Chewing gum balls.
I need to go find an ice cream truck now. It's like,
dude, I'm down. Yeah,
I haven't had an ice cream truck in forever because the last one when I was like 12, I like chased down the street barefoot on some white trash shit for seriously like 4 blocks. And then by the time I got to him, I seriously bought a water bottle. I was like, yo, I've been chasing you forever, and now I'm dehydrated. Can I just get water?
You didn't see a kid with bare feet coming at you?
Yeah, I was just like, and it was hot out too. My feet had like blisters. It was like, ugh, dude, that was terrible. That was so bad.
Did you, by chance, like, you guys or anyone you know, like, live in an apartment that was like gated off?
Yeah.
Dude, those days, I used to be in one, the apartment next to us, their gates were always open. Ours were closed. So every like other day, you'd hear the like, doo, 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 and we couldn't do shit about it. We're just like, this is ridiculous, B. trying to get a Superman pop. You never even come in here.
No, it's like my neighborhood, like the the Espado man would come by, and he'd always just stop in front. In front of my neighbor's house for like 5 minutes and just ring the horn on there to see if he's going to come out and buy one today.
That's like the reverse, like, ice cream truck. You're just like, no, not again. No, no, I bought it 2 days ago. You've been in the same spot.
You got new flavors. This is ridiculous. That's the man. What was it? Oh, I've noticed the last 10 or so years, or the last couple of years, the whole yogurt explosion. Like, it's very popular now to, like, go to get yogurt or, like, shaved ice at a specific spot.
Well, Greece is in, like, a depression right now. That's their only out, is Greek yogurt. So, that makes sense to me. That and Caesar salads. Like, that's all they have now.
The fuck?
Yeah. They're in, like, a...
What happened? Yeah, they went into...
economic crisis right now.
It kind of all started when they had the Olympic Games. It's a small country is putting so much money into venues that they're never going to use again.
Exactly.
So it's, they're not able to repay off things, and it's, their currency isn't worth what they need to owe.
Yeah, like
they have pesos now.
They're going. They're using international money. Puerto Rico went into default like a week ago, if not sooner. We're going through some tides right now, economically.
Yeah. It's 1% owning everything.
And take your money out of the banks, put it under your mattress. And I'll sell you a new mattress, by the way.
Sell you a new
mattress. Segue of the year. Freaking love that. Well, that's why I brought you here, so you could sit. You're still a salesman day in, day out.
What other, like, fringe stuff is there? It's not only, like, collecting, it's also, like, people that think they can sell stuff and get away with it. Like, I know, like...
Characters.
It's characters. Always, like... I know, like, my favorite character so far was, like, this guy, like, came into my Starbucks with, like, belts. Like, you know, like, the guys that, like, usually, like, they're on the Mexican border, and they'll try to sell you stuff, like, on your way into Mexico, on your way out. But this guy somehow made it to Sherman Oaks. Sell, like, that kind of leather. And, like, he would come walking into my, like, Starbucks and be like, belt, you guys want to buy a belt? And then I was just like, no, you're going to have to go. No, I can't do this.
You're not going to hustle.
Yeah. Knocking off his hustle. But I was just like, bro, nobody wants no snakeskin belt.
I mean, if it's illegal, I kind of want it. Yeah, it's illegal. Just... it's like, you can't really get those anywhere?
Breaking the law.
The craziest thing I've ever seen in a store is there was a lady, she came down wearing like a green pea coat. And she was kind of looking around. And then she walked up to one of the other associates and asked to see, like, a barbecue. She's like, oh, yeah, it's over here. And when he turned around, she opened up her coat and was just, like, walking around in a bikini in the store.
Whoa.
For, like, 5 minutes until security came down and kicked her out.
Whoa, wait. How old was she?
She was in, like, her mid to late 20s.
Oh.
On there.
Was she? I heard she was, like, good-looking?
Well, she was very, very shapely, pretty young lady.
Well-ratioed.
Yes.
Nice.
But what, like...
I was expecting, like, some, like, Resident Evil, like, what are you buying? What are you selling? Like, you know, like, open up the coat. <You know? laughs> Just like that old creepy guy that's, like, a traitor.
How dare you, Resident Evil.
That'd be pretty unexpected. But she has, like, a bikini on, but then she has, like, weapons.
Like, I kind of need a buck knife.
Yeah, sell me that microwave, and then I'll give you the shotgun and myself. That's pretty wild.
I would love to have someone, the people that always try to go for deals. We are our regular would be this Indian dude that came with his like family, his whole family. They would get something from our section in MPU. And the whole thing is, in our section, if we go over 5 minutes to get your thing, you get a coupon. Whatever this dude would do to, like, mess with our system to get a $5 coupon, he would do it. With his family, and it'd work. He would even argue if it was, like, more than, like, 10 minutes, he'd be like, well, I need two now, because it's been 5 minutes. I've been waiting. Like, just any way he could get an extra deal, a gift card even.
Yeah, I'd have people like that too. Like at Starbucks, like I would make their drink right the first time, like in less than like 20 seconds. Like it'd be something simple, like a latte, and they're like, "No, I asked for non-fat. You have to give me a free drink coupon now." I'm like "No, you don't understand. Like the leverage I have here, I'm gonna remake your drink. Right? You're not getting a coupon. How dare you ask? How dare you?
You're on my shit list now.
Yeah, you're on my shit list. You're banned."
Just I know your name. I know your name too,
Kathy. Like, and you spelled my name wrong. I want a free drink. You know what, Barbara?
Caroline, get the Caroline out of here.
Yeah, retail, man, retail, like food industry, like everyone should mandatory have to do like 1 year of that.
Yeah,
just so like. They know. Like, just like in Russia, like, I think you have to do, like, 1 year of, like, military.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should have to, like, you should have to do 1 year of retail out here. And then,
in freaking LA of all places.
And then 1 year less of military, because people need to calm down.
Yeah, people need to, like, hey, let's chill the
fuck out. Don't take your military training into my Starbucks.
Yeah, because that's the second or third time I've heard people say it's like you have to do like 1 year of retail work. But it's an interesting proposal because you'd realize like how difficult it is to kind of do your job in retail because everyone comes in and is asking for, you know, 80 different things. It's like you're trying to help 4 different people at one time.
Yeah.
Not easy.
Yeah.
Especially with the attitudes people come in with. And then you're trying to calm them down. It's like, customer's always right. It's like, well, yeah, you are right, but we still have a policy that I need to follow so I don't lose my job that you're very easily trying to get me to do.
Yeah. I'm like, so quick to be like, oh, you can call corporate. Like, because I don't want to talk to you. Like, you can call corporate.
Because when we were closing, that was the running joke. It's like, somebody comes in angry. It's like, oh, I'm going to call corporate. It's like, call corporate. What are they going to do? Take my job away?
I don't even know who they are. They don't know who I am.
Yeah.
Like,
they act like right when they call from wherever they're at, like the closest person gets fired. They're just like, yeah, I can't wait to call corporate on you guys. You guys are fried. Like, no, they're not going to know who you're talking to.
You call corporate, they're counting money. I don't think they're really going to answer the phone or whatever they do with corporate. Corporate doesn't even have a name, man. I'm going to call corporate. Who the hell is corporate? if not a year of like retail or military, I would just want them to have 1 month where wherever they work at, whatever time they close, someone comes in right when they close. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I don't want them to feel that pain. Oh, I want to go home at 9. Oh, sorry, bitch.
Well, it's, it's the office space. You're trying to leave a little minute early. We're going to need you to come in on Saturday.
Yeah, Sunday as well. Thanks so much, Peter.
Happy birthday. That's what I want. I want them to have the office space experience.
I also, in reverse to that, I want to have the office space experience where I just call work and I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to come in today. Like, I'm not feeling it. And then I want to just go to work the next day and, like, not get anything from anyone. That's what I want.
They make you feel so guilty when you have to call out. It's like, really, you can't come in? Like, someone just died in my family. I'm sorry. Sorry. But when they want to call out,
man,
it's like butter.
Yeah.
It's like you called out for the whole week.
Yeah, my car won't start. Yeah, there's no way I can find a way to work.
I can see you across the street. No.
Don't you live upstairs in the restaurant? No.
Yeah, I can't just come in.
Yeah, I can't just...
Get a robe on.
But I think, segueing away from interesting topics and, random enthusiasm, most anticipated probably release.
Teen years in the making, in a way.
All the way since, like, 98.
Because the whole detox thing has apparently been, out of work ever. Only two singles ever came out. But this Compton thing...
The grand finale.
Is it a soundtrack based... Is it off the movie or just in general? Kinda?
Well, I think it's the soundtrack for the movie, but it's music that's about Compton.
Exactly.
And you have a lot of artists that grew up in the era, so you have Kendrick Lamar, Snoop Dogg's from Long Beach.
Long Beats by Dre.
I haven't heard anything yet. I've heard a lot of good about Exhibit on it, Snoop Dogg on it, Kendrick on it, all good so far.
Wait, who'd they have on it that, like, wasn't from Compton, but he's, like, still gonna, like, do it? They had someone that
Eminem,
was...
Eminem,
oh, yeah, it was Eminem. I was like, interesting, but that makes sense. Dr. Dre, Eminem,
super.
I guess. But, yeah. It's cool that he dedicated, like, I think all the earnings to, like, a foundation, though, in Compton. That's
building, really smart.
A
performing arts center. Or,
beautiful.
Like,
beautiful.
With the money.
What a classy, like, way to, like... To, like, almost... He's probably never going to retire, but to, like, put a stamp on, like, your whole, like, career, just to be like, bam, that's for everyone.
That's
one finale for everyone that I grew up with that believed in me.
That's the next generation. Like, that's you. Take it as you will.
Yeah.
See, that one said they even had an easy sound bit on the album.
Serious?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, legends never die, dude. That's the shit, man.
I actually got to meet, like, one of the people that's going to be in the movie.
Really?
Yeah, he plays DJ Ren.
Yeah,
I forgot his name. But he's been in a lot of TV shows. Aldis Hodge. His name's Aldis Hodge. I got to meet him, and he was like, yeah, this is probably going to, like, make my career. Like, I met him at Starbucks, and he was honestly, like, one of the nicest dudes, like... I've ever met, like, when it comes to fame out here. It was really, like, humbling to meet him. And I remember that, like, they're making that movie, but it wasn't as hyped before. So, like, before it was like, yeah, they're... As it came up, I think, like, more producers picked up on it, and now it's, like, huge. Now, like, I can't watch a stupid YouTube video without watching, like, 4 Straight Outta Compton commercials before it even starts. And I love it. That's crazy, like, yeah. It like, makes me want to just, like, listen to, like...
I went to get, like, the official poster and put it here. It's funny you say that, because we have a buddy... That's playing like a security guard role in the film.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, one of our guys that worked at the store with us. He's gonna play, I think, one of like Jerry Heller's security guys. And he's gonna be in like the background of some of the scenes.
Freaking Rico behind Paul Giamatti. It's freaking.
It was pretty good, but it's like the other one is, you know, with you know Compton being relatively close to where you are, and a lot of the guys when they had their success, move their families out to the west. You know, end of the valley here.
Yeah.
It's like, so I went to school with Eazy's daughter. Whoa. I went to school with Ice Cube's son. Saw him lose a rap battle. Good times, good times.
Now he's in the NWA film. He's making a comeback.
Or he's one of That's really cool, too. Like, his son just playing your father. Could you imagine doing that? That's insane. Like, Dad, you did this? Dad, you did this.
Dad.
Like, can you imagine seeing something in the script where it's just like, oh yeah, I was gay for like 5 seconds, and you're like, "Wait, Dad, wait, huh? Wait."
He's gonna make it to cut.
I'm kidding, guys. Like, I'm not sure if that's even in the movie. Spoiler alert, though. But if it is,
we still have 2 weeks. We have a week till it comes out. Finally.
Yeah, we gotta watch that.
Oh, that needs like we need a big group for that.
We need like a
release.
Yeah, I'm so down, and we should do like a long special for that.
That's
like just breaking it down. Spoiler alert, like, all day on that.
Like, I'm not generally a fan of, like...
Spoiler alert, they break up.
Bullshit. We're gonna deny it to death. Yeah, man. We got big things popping. And summer's still going. We got a good 40 in. Is that good right there? We're solid.
Happy.
That was awesome, guys.
Yeah. That's